Well, that's strange.
The stain. Look.
A ghost? Stains? What is all this? I don't think you've told us the whole story.
Perhaps it is best if I explain properly. Sir Simon de Canterville murdered his wife and then disappeared in very mysterious circumstances. His body has never been found, but his guilty spirit still haunts the house. This is why we had such difficulty in finding occupants.
Do you think the ghost will appear at some point?
Of course he will, Virginia. What's the point of being a ghost and not appearing?
Mrs. Umney, where is my bedroom?
You may take the last room on the right. It's very comfortable, dear.
Good night, Mrs. Umney.
We're not used to having ghosts in the States. And even if we did, we wouldn't be afraid of them. We would just put them into a zoo or a Broadway show.
Or in a traveling circus charging $40 a ticket and a selfie with the ghost included.
So, don't worry about the ghost. Under no circumstances can we allow that stain in our living room, so...
Ah! Enough already, please!
Are you as old as you look?
Judging by your face, you look about 300.
These are the twins.
Oh, charming.
I hate curtains.
They look like someone's just thrown up all over them.
They are rental.
Who's the idiot in the picture?
That is Simon de Canterville.
Did he always dress like that, or is he doing it as a bet?
No, that is how he always dressed in the mid-16th century when he lived in this house. And in many ways, he still is.
What do you mean he still is?
Do you mean that his ghost lives here?
We're not scared of any stupid ghosts.
Yeah, you have no idea.
We're his worst nightmare.
This is gonna be awesome. A real-life ghost to battle.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. You've got the Otis twins living here now.
Okay, you'll get to play with a ghost some other time. Now it's time to go to bed.
But, Par, we're not tired yet.
Where's the twins' bedroom, Mrs. Goofy?
Second door on the left. Then, I shall see you all at breakfast. Good night.